WNA1SS. This is W5RRR. Over.
W5RRR. This is NA1SS. Michael Fall speaking. Over.
Hi, Mike. Good signal. This is Jan, N5TGZ at James F. Bay Elementary School. We have the whole school in the auditorium for this event today. Please stand by for Mrs. House, our principal.
This is Mrs. House, principal, Bay Elementary. We would like to welcome you, Dr. Michael, from the International Space Station to our school today. We appreciate this opportunity to ask questions of you. The children are ready with their questions.
Thank you much, Mrs. House. Please go ahead with your questions.
This is Ian Full. Dad, how far is the space station from Earth in miles and kilometers? Over.
Hello, Ian. The space station over the Earth is 230 statute miles, like we go in the car, or in kilometers, it's 375 kilometers. Over.
This is Bristol Gunderson. Can you see changes in weather patterns on Earth from space? Over.
Bristol, yes, I can see many changes in weather patterns. I can see the snow, I can see hurricanes, and I can see dust storms. Over.
This is Dustin Suchon. Can you see the phases of the moon, and do they look the same as they do from Earth? Over.
Dustin, the phases of the moon look the same here as they do to you, but the moon looks very different. It looks sort of brown and gold with reddish spaces on it. Over.
This is Megan Leibel. In what direction do plants grow in anti-gravity? Over.
Well, Megan, plants actually grow in the direction where there is light coming from. So if you have lamps in the space station, and we do, the plants will grow towards the light. Over.
This is George Stokes. Do your taste buds still work the same in zero gravity? Over.
George, my taste buds work just the same in zero gravity. I don't think taste changes at all up here. Over.
This is Madison Cox. Do people snore in space like on Earth, and does it sound the same? Over.
Well, Madison, I'm very lucky that I do not hear Sasha, my crewmate, snoring. I think that's because there's so much background noise on the space station and I wear earplugs. Over.
This is Jack Hyatt. Can you really see the Great Wall of China and the pyramids of Egypt from the ISS? Over.
Chad, we need a very, very special camera to be able to see the Great Wall of China and the pyramids of Egypt. They are just that, they're too much the same color as the rest of the land around them. In principle, we should see them, but I have not been able to. Over.
This is Savannah Woodworth. Do your hair and nails grow at the same rate in space as on Earth? And do you give each other haircuts on the ISS? Over.
Savannah, I think my fingernails and hair grow about the same rate here in space. And at least I have had a haircut already on the ISS from Sasha, but I have not had a chance to cut his hair yet. Over.
This is Lacey Leonard. What is one item you wish you could have taken with you from the ISS from home? Over.
Lacey, I wish I could have taken my family here, but because I couldn't, then if you're talking about things, I wish I could have brought maybe my children's robot called Ibo. Over.
This is Zach Burley. Is it hard to fall asleep on the ISS, and can you describe your first night sleeping there? Over.
Zach, actually, falling asleep is very easy on the ISS because you are in free fall. You're just floating. And it's very, very comfortable. My first night sleeping here is special. It's full of dreams about my family and people on Earth. Over.
This is Ian Full. Dad, can you detect changes in landforms on Earth from the ISS? Over.
Ian, yes, we can detect changes. They happen slowly over many months, but we can see the snow building up on mountains, and we can see the glaciers developing in the Patagonia area. Also, we can see erosion of dirt and mud down rivers into the sea. Over.
This is Bristol Gunderson. Are you able to see and measure sunspots from the ISS? Over.
Bristol, we can see and measure sunspots from the ISS, and that's a good experiment to perform. Unfortunately, today, I do not know why, we are not measuring them from the International Space Station. Over.
This is Dustin Suchon. Can you wear contact lenses in space? And if so, how do they stay on the surface of your eyes? Over.
Dustin, contact lenses stick to your eyes through a property of liquids called surface tension. And that same force of liquids sticking to other liquids works in space just the same on Earth. In fact, it works even better because there's no gravity trying to pull the contact lens off your eye. Over.
This is Megan Weibel. Does water have the same boiling point and melting points in the space? Over.
Megan, your question depends on whether we're outside in the vacuum of space or if we're inside in the air of the space station. When we're inside the space station with the same pressure as at sea level where you're living in Houston, water boils at the same temperature, 100 degrees Celsius, and melts at the same temperature, zero. But if we take that water outside, it will boil at a much, much lower temperature, closer to 0 degrees Celsius. Over.
This is George Stokes. What has been your hardest adjustment to life on the ISS? Over.
George, my hardest adjustment to life here is being away from lots of nice people. I have one crewmate, Sasha, and he and I are good friends, but we miss other people. Over.
This is Madison Cox. Have you seen any meteors or space dust fly by the ISS? Over.
Yes, I have, Madison, and it's quite a fantastic thing to see. But when we see meteors flying by, they're not flying by above us, they're flying by below us. And we see them as they're burning up into the atmosphere of the Earth, way, way down below us. Over.
This is Jan Kyle. Can you see the rainbows and lightning occur on Earth from the ISS? Over.
Jad, we can't really see rainbows like you do on Earth because we can't get behind a rainstorm, which is the way a rainbow is formed on Earth, with the sun behind a rainstorm. However, we can see a rainbow-like spot underneath the station when the sun is above us, and it is this rainbow-like spot coming off the back of the clouds that we see. We see lightning all over the Earth on the dark side of the Earth from thunderstorms that are thousands of miles apart, but they all go off at the same time in synchrony. It's a wonderful thing to see. Over.
This is Savannah Woodworth. Does evaporation occur at the same rate in space as on Earth, and does water dry quickly on your clothes? Over.
Savannah, this question is a little bit like the boiling water question. Yes, evaporation takes place at the same rate depending on the temperature of things. Here inside the space station, the temperature is about 23 degrees Celsius, or about 75 degrees Fahrenheit. And water does evaporate fairly quickly. The humidity is quite low here, so it's a bit like being in Colorado or in the West Texas. If we took that same water outside into the vacuum of space, then it would evaporate very quickly. Over.
This is Mrs. House. On behalf of Bay Elementary students, faculty, and guests, thank you for sharing your time with us. We wish you a safe journey. We would like to show our thank you by applauding.